God, the look on your face. I know you'd heard rumors about your wife's boss. Such a demanding, sexy, bossy hell of a woman. You didn't expect me, though, did you? I showed up at the party that your wife was holding, all dressed in leather, from head to toe. Tight fucking pants, high-heeled boots that I clicked and clacked around on your floors, tight leather corset that barely contained my tits, short leather jacket, gloves even, although I didn't keep those on at the party. My hair gorgeous, makeup flawless. The scent of me making your fucking cock hard. It was just the air of authority about me. And the fact that you'd never seen a woman like me before in your life. Your wife, on the other hand, wasn't too pleased that I actually showed up. She invited me as a courtesy, but I walked around like I owned the place. And I'm sure I could if I wanted to. I enjoyed walking around, touching your things, teasing you, subtly, of course, watching you watching me, and knowing when the party was over, you were going to go to bed hard beside your wife and think about me. I was counting on that. She was asleep, laying beside you. I tiptoed into your room. Thank fuck for that plush carpet that you've got. Still all in leather. Gloves on now. I walk over to the side of your bed. And one leather gloved hand covers your mouth. Your eyes fly open and look at me in a panic. Until you focus a little more and you realize who it is standing over you. I put the index finger from my other hand against my lips, signaling that you need to be quiet. You don't move. You just look at me. Your eyes roam down over me, over my tits, my tight little waist, those leather pants that hug every curve of me. You can even fucking see the camel toe of my pussy, can't you? And I take my other hand, slide it down over your chest, all the way down, slowly, under the covers and over your belly. You know exactly where that fucking hand is going, and your cock is rock hard already. I slide my hand over your briefs. I feel that thick shaft of yours. I squeeze it so fucking tight in my leather hand. You whimper, but thank fuck for my hand covering your mouth. And I start to roughly jerk your cock up and down over your briefs. Oh, you're wriggling a little. I can see your fists flex and unflex and flex again against the sheets. And your chest is heaving. And I lean down a little further so you can look right down my cleavage at my big fucking tits. I get so close, you can feel my hair brushing against your chest. You can smell that fucking intoxicating scent of me and leather, and oh, it's making you so fucking desperate to come. And I whisper those words that you've been dying to hear as I stroke faster and faster and tighter, that slick leather stretching around your cog, right up against your head, jerking on that sensitive spot so fucking fast. You know you can't hold back. I know you can't hold back. I don't want you to. And the words that come out of my mouth, they're what you've been waiting for. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Now. Oh, and your hips spasm uncontrollably. Little jerks, thank God. Moans muffled by my gloved hand. Fists clench in the sheets. Ah, as your boxers become warm and wet and sticky. That's what you needed. To come for me. Your eyes are still wide. I take my hand off of your cock. Put that index finger against my lips again and tell you to shh, shh, shh. As I slowly take my hand off your mouth, stroll out of your room, my head held high, my tits out, flicking my hair back over my shoulder. I live for this fucking shit, to control the orgasms of my employees' husbands, and they never even know it. You know what? I can't wait for your wife to come into work tomorrow. I'm gonna leave my leather gloves with just the tiniest drop of your sticky cum right there on my desk. Just give her the shittiest job of the day and smile. Oh, and if you want more, you're gonna have a tough fucking job getting your wife to invite me over again. But I know a naughty man like you will come up with something, will you?